Why does the stock market go up? Introduction: The stock market's enduring mystery. Have you ever wondered why the stock market seems to always go up over time? It's a question that has puzzled investors, economists, and everyday people for generations. As someone who's been fascinated by the stock market for years, I've made it my mission to demystify this complex system and share what I've learned with others. In this book, we'll explore the fundamental reasons behind the stock market's long-term upward trajectory and why it remains one of the most powerful wealth creation tools available to the average person. Part 1: The Basics of Stock Market Mechanics. Let's start with the basics. The stock market is essentially a marketplace where people can buy and sell ownership stakes in companies. When you purchase a share of stock, you're buying a small piece of that company. The price of a stock is determined by supply and demand. If more people want to buy a stock than sell it, the price goes up, and vice versa. But why do stock prices change at all? It comes down to three main factors: earnings, growth potential, and investor sentiment. Earnings are the profits a company makes. As a company becomes more profitable, investors are willing to pay more for its stock. Growth potential is about future earnings. If investors believe a company will make more money in the future, they'll bid up the stock price today. And investor sentiment. Well, that's just a fancy way of saying how people feel about a stock, or the market in general. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Over the long term, stock prices tend to follow earnings. If a company consistently increases its profits year after year, its stock price is likely to rise as well. This relationship between earnings and stock prices is the key to understanding why the market goes up over time. Part 2: The Power of Corporate Profits. So, we've established that stock prices follow earnings. But why do corporate profits tend to increase over time? There are several reasons for this. First, inflation plays a role. As the general price level in the economy rises, companies can charge more for their products and services, leading to higher revenues and profits. Think about how the price of a movie ticket or a gallon of milk has changed over the years. Second, population growth expands the potential customer base for businesses. More people means more consumers, which often translates to higher sales and profits. The global population has been steadily increasing for centuries, providing a tailwind for corporate earnings. Third, technological advancements allow companies to become more efficient and productive. This means they can produce more goods or provide more services with the same or fewer resources, boosting profit margins. Consider how computers and the internet have revolutionized countless industries. Fourth, companies can expand into new markets, both domestically and internationally. This allows them to tap into new customer bases and diversify their revenue streams. A company that starts in one city can grow to serve an entire country or even go global. Lastly, successful companies reinvest their profits to fuel further growth. They might develop new products, acquire other businesses, or expand their operations. This reinvestment can lead to even higher profits in the future, creating a virtuous cycle of growth. Part 3: The Magic of Compound Growth. Now, let's talk about one of the most powerful forces in investing: compound growth. When you reinvest your investment returns, you start earning returns on your returns. This can lead to exponential growth over time. Here's a simple example. Let's say you invest $1,000 in a stock market index fund that returns an average of 10% per year. After 1 year, you'd have $1,100. But if you leave that money invested for 30 years without adding another penny, you'd end up with over $17,000. That's the power of compound growth. This compounding effect applies not just to your investments, but to the companies you're investing in as well. As businesses grow and reinvest their profits, they can compound their earnings over time, leading to higher stock prices. Part 4: Weathering the Storms. Of course, the stock market doesn't go up in a straight line. There are always periods of volatility, corrections, and even severe crashes. These can be scary times for investors, but it's important to understand that they're a normal part of the market cycle. Market crashes often occur when there's a sudden shift in investor sentiment. This could be due to economic recessions, geopolitical events, or sometimes just irrational panic. During these times, even strong companies with growing profits can see their stock prices plummet. However, history has shown that the market always recovers and reaches new highs given enough time. Why? Because the underlying drivers of stock market growth, increasing corporate profits and economic expansion, remain intact over the long term. Consider some of the major crises of the past century: the Great Depression, World War II, the 1987 crash, the dot-com bubble, the 2008 financial crisis. After each of these events, the market eventually recovered and went on to reach new heights. This resilience is why long-term investors who stay the course during tough times are often rewarded. Part 5, the individual investor's advantage. One of the beautiful things about the stock market is that it's accessible to almost everyone. You don't need to be a Wall Street expert or have millions of dollars to benefit from the market's long-term growth. In fact, individual investors like you and me have some advantages over big institutional investors. We can be patient and think long-term, while many professional money managers are pressured to show results every quarter. We can invest in smaller companies with high growth potential that might be too small for large funds to consider. And we can stay fully invested, while institutional investors often need to keep cash on hand for withdrawals. The key is to develop a sound investment strategy and stick to it. This might involve regularly investing in low-cost index funds, which allow you to own a slice of the entire market. Or it could mean carefully selecting individual stocks of great companies and holding them for the long term. Whatever approach you choose, the important thing is to stay invested and give your money time to grow. Conclusion: the market's upward march. So why does the stock market go up? It's because of the relentless growth of corporate profits, driven by factors like inflation, population growth, technological advancements, and global expansion. The power of compound growth amplifies these gains over time. And while there will always be short-term volatility, the long-term trend of the market has consistently been upward. Understanding these fundamental drivers can help you become a more confident and successful investor. It can give you the courage to stay invested during market downturns, knowing that recovery and growth are likely to follow. And it can help you make more informed decisions about your financial future. Remember, investing in the stock market is not about getting rich quick or timing the market perfectly. It's about participating in the long-term growth of the global economy and letting the power of compounding work in your favor. So start early, invest regularly, and give your investments time to grow. Your future self will thank you for it.